It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. The state of California has had an ongoing challenge, and it's a big one. It's that the revenue it collects in taxes is so volatile, so subject to investors' gains at the higher income level, that the state has been trying to figure out a way of evening it out, because it makes it very difficult to budget if you're always dealing with boom years like this one or bust years that you know are coming, but you don't know when. So one of the proposals has been to tax services similarly to the way goods are taxed, so that people who are cutting hair or providing legal services or other things, that they would be paying a certain percentage of a tax for the service that they're provided. One of the proponents of that is California State Senator and Majority Leader Bob Hertzberg. Senator, good to have you with us again. We appreciate it.
I love being in the studio. Thanks, Larry, for everything you do for the discussion of public policy. We really appreciate it.
Well, this one is one that affects a lot of different industries. We can understand what the upside is, because this would take us away somewhat from the income tax, make a more broader-based sales tax. How would the threshold be set for what that rate of tax would be?
Well, the first question is, just so you know, to give a little bit more dimension to what you just said, Larry, is in 2008, we had the downturn. The actual economy only shrunk by 3%, but the budget of California shrunk by 23%. Furloughs, shutdowns, horrible impact. So that's what informs my thinking. How do you fix the larger problem? And basically, we've been working on this when I was out of government after I left the speakership for nearly 10 years now with Nicholas Berguin and the Berguin Institute and others. And what we've come down to, particularly because of the Trump tax, Trump basically says that you can't deduct business expenses and you can't deduct sales tax anymore. So our plan is between 2 cents and 3 cents of just business to business. So when you suggested haircuts, that doesn't include haircuts. They won't be taxed. Only business to business transactions. And the benefit of that is both, A, it's not deductible under the new Trump tax, so it helps California, and B, so many other people come into California to take advantage of California's environment, and they don't pay anything. This is almost like a hotel tax they would pay, and it would level the playing field between out-of-state businesses and local businesses.
So give us examples of these business-to-business services that would be taxed.
So let's start with a lawyer. In the case of a lawyer, if, for example, you came and went and said, I want to draft my will, no tax. If you, on the other hand, decided to build an apartment building with a bunch of partners for business purposes and you went to a lawyer to draft the leases and the purchase and sale agreements, there'd be 2 or 3 cents at the end of the bill. So if the bill was $10,000, it'd be $10,200, just like when you go buy an iPhone or something else at the store. It would be displayed below. It wouldn't be incorporated in the price to put pressure on the retailer, and it would be added to it, and it would be a way to, as you suggest, level out and avoid the larger problem. Let me tell you something. It is the last thing I want to deal with in taxes. I hate the subject to the death.
Which is funny, because you've been so associated with versions of this for a long time.
Yeah, but I have for all the right reasons, and that is we have a problem. You know, you can't get in the government and just cherry pick the fun stuff. You got to work on the tough stuff. So we did, you know, rainy day fund in the near term with Governor Schwartz and Schnitzel. We did 50% plus one. We fixed term limits, initiative reform. This is one of these things on a bipartisan basis. I'm working with folks on all sides of the aisle and hundreds of meetings across the state to try to figure out how to solve this volatility problem when things are good before things get bad.
Do you think your colleagues in the legislature would be willing to pass this, or do you think going to voters directly with a measure is the way to go?
Well, I've been introducing it every year since I've been back in government. Now, as you suggest, I'm the majority leader, but I've been introducing it for discussion purposes only. Look, Gavin Newsom has been really interested. He's been working with us at the Think Long Committee on this issue. He cares deeply about this. He understands the larger framework. We have to modernize California. This is a place where 82% of non-governmental income in California revenue or activity is services. 82%. In the 50s, it was a minor fraction of that. We've built a tax structure based upon the wrong stuff. Okay, get a life. It's hard to do. Figure it out. Let's fix it before it becomes a new problem.
Would it be easier to sell this to the public if it's going to be an initiative, if in some way there is a tax cut?
Yes.
So the total revenues don't necessarily increase. You're keeping you find some median and you keep that over time for planning, but you're not generally increasing taxes.
Well, that's the question. That's the question. And what I've been doing on for the last almost 10 years, working with a number of experts and folks all across California and actually nationally, is trying to answer the question, how do you modernize the system? At what rate do you tax? What do you do with the money? Do you tax at 3 cents, 5 cents, 2 cents? What does that look like? But the general argument to the public is the following. One, this is an anti-Trump tax. Trump punished California by virtue of his tax reform, and this is a way to level the playing field. Two, it only applies on business-to-business transactions. So if you buy a home, it doesn't affect you. You get a haircut, it doesn't affect you. Even if you have a small business, we've exempted small businesses under $100,000. You don't have to collect tax. Three, 49 other states of the union have service tax. 49. Only Oregon doesn't have
service tax. Are they all
tax.
Business to business?
No, no. In Hawaii, it includes doctors and all and every kind of service there is. I've looked at every tax.
But I would presume in most of those states, they collect less in income tax.
That's exactly right.
That's the counterbalance.
That's the counterbalance. And you go to Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where my uncle was from. He had a house worth $200,000. His property tax was $22,000. Texas, the same kind of example. Here we have low property tax. And we have a higher income tax with a handful of people paying it that creates this extraordinary volatility, which hurts this government. Just like running a business, the idea is let's figure it out and fix it and ask the tough questions. And that's what I'm seeking to do here.
So we have so many smart people that are listening, Senator. I want to open up this to their ideas. So if we agree on the premise that revenue is highly volatile in California and that that's not a good thing,
that's right.
It needs to be evened out in some way. What do you think would be the best way to do it? Do you like this proposed initiative to put a tax 2-3% on business-to-business services as a way of doing it? What other ways do you think it could be done? What do you see as the pros and cons of this proposal from Senator Hertzberg? 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Back in 1 minute. Great to have you with us on Air Talk. Larry Mantle with California Senator Bob Hertzberg. He's majority leader, a former speaker pro tem, right?
Speaker.
And that was, when was that?
During the energy crisis. I have all the fun times. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, all right.
Almost 20 years.
We're talking with him about his proposal to raise revenue and to even out the volatility in California's tax collection with a business-to-business services tax. Also joining me from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, President John Kupal. Mr. Kupal, good to have you with us again. First of all, if this ended up being on average revenue neutral, would this be something you could support?
Well, first of all, the devil is in the details. And again, Larry, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure. In all the discussions that we've had on this, and by the way, Senate Bill 522, which is the statement of intent for this particular proposal, is just that. It's just a statement of intent without any of the specifics. In all the discussions I've had with folks on the other side of the aisle, including my good friend Bob Hertzberg, he's always indicated that it could not be revenue neutral because labor always wants a tax increase. And in fact, the discussions in Sacramento is that this would be in lieu of the split roll tax, which is an $11 billion tax hike. So if there's been a change in position that this would truly be revenue neutral, I suppose we'd take a look at it, but we would still have a number of concerns. Number one, let's keep in mind that California is still one of the highest tax states in the union, highest income tax rate in America, highest state sales tax rate in America. And I'd like to push back a little bit on the contention that relative to Texas, we're a low property tax state. We rank 17th out of 50 states in per capita property tax collection. So,
because of the values of property here being so high.
That's right. That's right. It's the rate may be low, but the values are so high that when you look at the effective rate, we still remain a high property tax state. So we have a lot of concerns about this. Number one, the notion that you can have a sales tax on businesses versus services tax on businesses versus a services tax on personal. Services that like haircuts and stuff like that's a little bit of a smokescreen, because as businesses pay taxes, those taxes filter down to the ultimate consumer. And so I know that John Kabatek is on the line as well representing small business, but as someone who represents citizen taxpayers, we are concerned with anything that has an impact on the business climate in the state of California. And again, California ranks dead last for 14 years in a row as a place to do business. And there's a reason why businesses are leaving, and that is because of the hostile tax and regulatory climate. I think the last thing we would want to do is give California businesses another reason to pull up stakes and move out of the state of California.
Along the line of what you're saying, John Kupal, Sarah tweets at AirTalk, no, it's costly enough to start a small business in California. Plus, they tax the hell out of us already. No more taxes, at least not on the working class. And Andrea messaged on our AirTalk Facebook page, we don't need new tax revenue sources. How about setting expenditures for the lower revenue levels and during boom years, put some money aside, repay some of the state's debt, and fully fund all of those unfunded pension liabilities? That's Andrea on the AirTalk page. Before I go to John Kabatek, let me go back to Senator Hertzberg. So let's take Andrea's first. She says, okay, you even this out by the state being disciplined enough at banks during the boom years to be able to subsidize the lean years. Why not do that?
That's exactly what we've done. We have billions and billions of dollars in the bank that we did with Governor Schwarzenegger, that I was involved with creating this rainy day fund. And now we have four separate rainy day funds to hold money on education, on social services, on the regular reserve, and the big rainy day fund that we did with Arnold. So that's really good. Two, we have paid down billions and billions both in pension funds and paid off all of the debts that we've had in government. We have done that. So I'm just excited at how responsible we've been in that regard. The test here is, and it's hard sometimes to think long about government, but to be able to be prepared and to be responsible and get ahead of the game. So we've done that. And the last thing I just want to say on the business-to-business issue about whether it's a smokescreen or not, it's pretty simple to understand. If you deduct, you pay taxes. If you don't deduct, you don't. And for small businesses, any business under $100,000, we don't even look at you.
Gross, I assume.
What?
Gross.
Yeah, gross. Yeah. That's right. That's right. We don't have to do it. And the bottom line is, just like sales tax now and all the other states that collect service tax, we can go online for free and download a program. It's a pretty simple thing to be able to make that happen.
All right. We're talking with State Senator Bob Hertzberg, who's talking about this business-to-business services tax as a way of evening out revenue volatility in California. John Kabatek is director here in California for the National Federation of Independent Business. John, it's good to have you with us again. What would you see the effect being on some of your members?
Well, Larry, thank you very much for having me on. It's great to be on with my friend John Kupal and Senator Hertzberg, both of them good friends, and happy to be here to represent our 16,000 small businesses across the state. Well, first of all, again, as Kupal had said, you know, devil is in the details. But and I do appreciate Senator Hertzberg wanting to address tax reform and modernization in our state. Nothing is more concerning to Californians right now than the high cost of living. But real tax reform really has to begin, Larry, with reining in existing onerous taxes in California, not loading new ones on already uncertain small businesses and, frankly, families, especially when our state coffers are $20 billion in the black. John Kupal mentioned, of course, we have the highest statewide sales tax, income tax, regulations, all of them hitting Main Street businesses the most, A sales tax on services of any kind really does nothing to address our state's budget volatility. Four of the more recent analyses of the more recent sales tax on services have shown that they would actually have done very little to address our volatility, maybe 20%. So it really doesn't fix that. But more importantly, it picks on small businesses, most of whom deal with accountants, legal help, IT professionals, and others. And many of them actually will feel the pain of this when it comes to services tax. So as these costs go up, they'll be passed on to consumers. And at the end of the day, we've also found that even just a 5% sales tax on services will cost Californians about $16,000 for the cost of a new home, about $17 million for the construction cost of a school, and our roads and highways costs would increase by 3.2%. How are young families expected to really, any Californian, but especially our young families, expected to afford that on top of our already very, very high costs?
So even if it's only business to business, John, you're still arguing that would get passed through to the home buyer.
Absolutely. And small business owners, think about that when you're talking about business to business, when you're talking about vendors and others who have to deal with this. Those costs are passed on directly to the consumers. And listen, Larry, what we hear from our small business owners at NFIB is they don't mind paying the right taxes, dealing with the right regulations. But right now, again, our coffers are bursting. Frankly, right now, they also don't have any trust that leaders are spending the money, the gas tax money, our sales and income tax dollars from years ago, that are being spent responsibly. So, I think we're finding, how can we fault a mom and pop out there who's trying to achieve the California dream
when
they don't know where the current money's going? And frankly, when we already have a bank account that is $20 billion with a B in the black.
John, hold that thought. Senator Hertzberg, your response to that.
Yeah, first of all, Brian, I think your brother is a great guy. But in any event, I have an optimistic view of life, and that is God's in the details, not devil's in the details. And we've been focusing, talking to every group in every corner of the state. And the arguments that you make are arguments that were made 5 years ago. We've been listening to folks around the state, listening to the frustrations that small business has and the like. That's why we've exempted them. We've listened to the frustrations that homeowners have and the high cost of housing. That's why we exempted them. So I read this report that came out the other day and talked about this stuff, and my response was, you're fighting World War I. Certainly this kind of broad idea of just saying we hate tax, that's why I hate getting involved, because as soon as you mention the word, you're already marked. But the truth of the matter is, it's exactly what you said, and that is the right tax. That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to the right tax so we do not have these downturns and these ridiculous furloughs and other things that happen, that we can pay for education, the kinds of things we need to do with the state, and avoiding what has been our history.
Let's talk with Mike in Anaheim. I understand you're a consultant for cities and counties. How would you see a tax like this playing out?
I think with any sort of tax on businesses, you really need to keep in mind that most of it will go to consumers. The business, the corporation itself, doesn't really exist. You have shareholders, you have people who work for the business, and you have the people who consume what that business sells. And just because of the way that the economics work out, the people who are going to get hurt the most are the consumers and the people who work for the business. I think there's this idea that, these evil corporations, and they make so much money and we need to tax them, but you have to realize that the tax revenue is not really coming from the people who own the business most of the time. There are some exceptions, but, not every business, it's going to shake out the same, but they're going to make every effort to pass those costs on. That's just kind of the way that business taxes work.
All right, Mike, I appreciate your call. Let me share some listener comments that are coming in on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. Rob writes on the page, sales tax in this state should be revamped to cover all or most transactions. It's frustrating for a business deemed a manufacturer has to charge more than 8%, whereas a dry cleaner collects none. Let's lower the sales tax to 4%, exempt food and medicine. Property tax needs to be done as well. Disneyland shouldn't be paying 5 cents on its square foot versus the new business paying 50 cents a square foot. It's unfair. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Real quickly, Senator Hertzberg, in closing, what's the next step here for this?
Well, I just want to address Mike's point about passing on to the consumers. He's right. He's 100% correct. And so what our plan has done is we call what's called the tax incidence, and any dollars that are directed, we're basically rebating back to people so that the system remains equally progressive. Very difficult into the details, but very important. Second, the real essence of this is the federal government stuck it to California by saying you can't deduct your state taxes anymore. And what we're doing here, in the essence of what we're doing, is two things. One, telling the federal government, you got to pick up your fair share because we're paying a lot of money of expenses we're not paying for there. And secondly, outside businesses that come to California have got to pay their fair share. And there's no local add-ons for local tax. It's a state number. There will be a constitutionally permissive element that says local government, so it won't go above the 2 to 3% without a vote of the people. We got to get it right. We got to modernize California. It's a tough discussion. Now's the time to have it rather than at a time when things are falling apart.
State Senator Bob Hertzberg joining us. He's the Senate Majority Leader. Good to have you with us again.
Hey, it's
thanks
wonderful
very
to be
much.
Here, Larry. Thank you for doing this.
And my thanks to John Kupal, frequently joins us on Air Talks, the president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, as does John Kabatek, who's California Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. It's Air Talk on KPECC. We'll be back right after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdies.